Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Have you prayed yet today? I hope so. Yes, that's what I'm going to be talking about on this program, different kinds of prayer. I'm Samantha Landy, and right now, you may be thinking, oh, I've heard a lot about prayer. I hope the music is good. Well, it's very possible you haven't heard some of the information I'm going to share today. Did you know that they have discovered that prayer actually changes your brain? Well, at least certain kinds of prayer. And you'll have to stay tuned to find out which kinds. Have you heard about the five-finger prayer? What about the worry habit prayer? Or the traveling prayer? You may want to get your pen and paper ready. There's going to be some wonderful information that I'll share that you may want to incorporate into your own prayer life. At least I hope so. You know, in my file folder on prayer, I have many instances of lives that were changed as people prayed, and as well as my own answers to prayer. I've found that prayer is a very powerful part of our lives if we choose to pray. Well, before I play some music, may I say that the very best prayer you can pray is the one to ask Jesus into your heart. I hope you've done that already. If not, you can. It's as simple as saying, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Help me to live for you. And then, of course, find a Bible to read, to learn about it, hopefully find a good church, all those things. But after that, the best prayer is the one that Jesus taught us to pray. It's the prayer that we have called the Lord's Prayer, but it probably should be called the Disciples' Prayer or even our prayer. If you're not good at praying out loud, but rather just think your prayers and then your mind wanders, you may want to start by reading out loud the Lord's Prayer. Praying out loud keeps your mind from wandering around on mental rabbit trails. And then soon you're not praying. You're thinking or maybe even worrying. Well, the Lord's Prayer is found in Luke 11:2. Begin simply by saying, Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father, such a wonderful phrase. Oh, your earthly father may have failed you or abused or abandoned you, but our Father God never will. He will always be there for you. That's His promise. And so I hope you will begin to incorporate this prayer into your daily life. You can read it for yourself in Luke 11, verse 2. And this same prayer has been set to music. So here is Gary McSpadden singing for you now, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, thy name, this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yes, God is our Father, and I hope you know Him as your Father too, the Father that will always be there for you, a Father you can depend on, who will never leave you or forsake you. Well, today I'm sharing some thoughts on the different kinds of prayer and the way prayer can shape your life. Before I share about some different kinds of prayer, let me share with you some new data that's been discovered about the way prayer affects your brain. Yes, prayer will affect your brain. You know, with all the new technology, we now have that information. Of course, it's something God knew all along because He designed our brains to respond to prayer in the first place. Well, scientists have discovered by hooking people up to computers to read their brain activity that there is a special place in our brain, actually about the size of a walnut, that lights up when we pray. Now, that doesn't mean if we say, "Oh Lord, bless me." No, those few short words will not activate your prayer center in the brain. But heartfelt prayer, where you know you've connected with God for even a few minutes, will activate that area, that prayer center, that part of your brain. And from this study, scientists believe that prayer, consistent prayer, daily prayer, in which you connect with God, will actually make your brain healthier by activating the various neurons and transmitters in your brain. It's a little like brain jogging. Isn't that wonderful? So, not only is prayer helpful in your spiritual life, but it's beneficial to your brain, something we can all use, especially as we get older. Well, there's a wonderful song of assurance I want to play for you now. This special group of young people have traveled the world with their music. Here are the celebrant singers singing for you now. He'll Find a Way.
Your heart is breaking with the pain that's so intense. All you hold are broken pieces to a life that makes no sense. He wants to lift you up and hold you. Torn even.
Remember He's there.
He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent.
If He can conquer death forever, and all
Yes, God will find a way for us as we put our trust in Him. That's one of His promises, that He will be with us and help us. Well, on this program, I'm talking about prayer. Besides the fact that scientists have discovered that consistent, heartfelt prayer activates the brain and produces healthy results, there are different kinds of prayer. In fact, many different kinds of prayer, but I'm going to share a few on this program. And the first prayer I shared is what we call the Lord's Prayer, found in Luke 11:2. It's an important prayer to be part of your prayer life, and I hope you'll get in the habit of praying it out loud. And maybe one of the most helpful prayers we can pray is the prayer I call Break the Worry Habit Prayer. Well, this did not originate with me, but the concepts are from the writing of Norman Vincent Peale, pastor of the Marble Collegiate Church in New York City. Now, you all know someone who seems to worry about everything, don't you? Or maybe that's you. Did you know you weren't born that way? You acquired that habit. In fact, the Bible says we are to cast all of our cares upon Jesus and that He will take care of us, including not worrying. So, how do we stop worrying? Well, Dr. Peale suggested that in the last 5 minutes before going to sleep, say a simple prayer saying, God, with your help, I now free my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity. And then, instead of going over all your problems one more time, begin to thank God for freeing you from fear and anxiety and worry. And then talk to God and remind Him and yourself of God's care with the thoughts of blessings of God in your life before you go to sleep. And you will probably sleep a lot better. But if the habit of worry is entrenched in your life, you could take some time to mark every place in the Bible that speaks of faith and hope and love. There are over 200 verses just on faith and hope. And maybe memorize some of them, so when you start to worry, you can recite one of those verses that will help free you. Yes, with God's help, you can break the worry habit with prayer, and you'll be so much more contented in spite of your circumstances. But I know in our world of wars and turmoil and uncertainty, this next song is a prayer that I hope you'll pray for your own nation wherever you live as you listen to the song. Here's a dear friend of mine for many years, Lily Knowles, and she is singing, Lord, Heal Our Land.
Heal our land.
Lord, you promised
heal our land.
That you would heal our land.
Heal our faith.
As we seek your face,
heal our land.
We believe you will heal our land.
Heal our land.
Yes, Lord.
Heal our land.
We have faith.
We are healed.
We are healed.
Asking you.
We're asking you.
Oh, yes, Lord, heal our land wherever in the world we live. That's my prayer. I'm Samantha Landy, and I'm talking about different kinds of prayers on this program, Psalms of Hope. Well, on this segment, I want to talk about the five-finger prayer. It's a little prayer reminder to help me pray. And if you're taking notes, this would help you keep your priorities in prayer, too. First, your thumb is nearest you, and it's an important part of your hand. This should remind you to, first of all, thank God for His blessings in your life. Take some time to worship and praise Him. Make that a priority. Well, the next finger is your pointing finger. Point your finger to any place on a world map and pray for the people in that country. Psalms of Hope is heard in many countries around the world, so I pray for the precious listeners of Psalms of Hope in those countries. In fact, I'm praying for you. You're listening to Psalms of Hope. Well, the next finger is the tallest finger. It reminds us of our leaders. 1 Timothy says we should pray for our leaders so we will live a peaceful life. Leaders shape our nations and guide public opinion, and they truly need God's guidance and wisdom. The fourth finger, our ring finger, is actually the weakest of our fingers, and it should remind us to pray for those who are weak, in trouble, or in pain. And lastly comes our little finger, which reminds us we should place ourselves at the end of our prayers. When we pray for all the other fingers, those areas of need, it puts our own needs into perspective, doesn't it? And lastly, don't forget to take time to thank God for His help and direction for your life. You know, years ago when I was in Africa, I heard them sing their version of the Lord's Prayer. And now I want to play for you a most wonderful rhythmic version of the Lord's Prayer. This is sung by the Continental Singers, who also have sung all over the world, including Africa. And it's titled The African Lord's Prayer. Enjoy it with me now.
Our Father,
our daily bread,
our
daily bread,
our daily bread,
Wasn't that a wonderful song of the Lord's Prayer? Yes, let's pray the Lord's Prayer often, asking Him to forgive us of our sins and deliver us from evil. Yes, Jesus taught us to pray this prayer because He knew that God would do it. It's one of His promises to us, no matter who we are, what we've done, or where we live. Well, today I've been talking about different kinds of prayers and shared with you the new information that heartfelt prayer actually activates our brain and helps to keep it healthy. Isn't that marvelous that God designed our brains to work that way? I love it. Well, that's one more blessing from God that you can add to your own list of blessings. Praying helps keep your brain active. Yes, I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Thessalonica. He wrote, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Oh yes, those are good marching orders for us, aren't they? Sometimes when life is difficult, rejoice always is a little hard to do. But with God's help, we can. And as we learn to walk through our days praying, we will be blessed. By the way, a special thanks to you, dear partners, that have written or emailed me that you pray for me and for this program. As with anything we do for the Lord, it needs to be undergirded in prayer, doesn't it? And I so appreciate your prayers. Well, I've come to the end of this program, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. I hope you've learned a little about prayer, about some of the benefits of prayer in your brain, and that it's been an encouragement to help you pray. If you'd like a CD of this program, write to me or email me on my website. I'll be happy to send you the CD. And dear friends, some of you have been listening to Psalms of Hope for years and haven't written to me. And this program is totally listener supported. If you can tuck in a gift of any size, it would be such a blessing. But I hope to have you write to me even if you cannot support at this time. I do not have a church or organization underwriting this program, only you, my dear listener friends. So whether you're a new listener or a longtime friend of Psalms of Hope, I hope to hear from you this week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.